welcome you to our worship service this morning. I'm glad to be able to do it with a voice this week. It's good to be back. But anyway, there are many important announcements in your Go and Serve. I invite you to look at those. Just a couple to mention to you is that Fresh Expression is tonight. Please come and join us for that. It is my understanding that Brandon Bowers will be doing the meditation. So you can... I asked Sarah, I said, how did you manage that? She says, I've been nice to him lately. So anyway, Lutheran men, please note your sign-up sheet is out there in the narthex. And Nancy McKinney asked me to let you know that her mother died yesterday. So please keep her in your thoughts and prayers. I don't know of any arrangements at this point, but we'll let you know if we do hear of anything. Normally at this point, I would call on Sarah, but she is not here. Okay, Wendy would like to mention about the brunch coming up. Then I'll tell you about Sarah. Okay. Go ahead.
The WLCA has a brunch from 10 to 12, Saturday the 23rd of April. We have a sign-up sheet on our WLCA table, which is in the restrooms. And the purpose of that is just so it'll help us know how to plan. And if all ladies are invited, you do not have to be a member of WLCA. It doesn't cost you anything. So please come and enjoy us. Now, I add Jeff Flanders is going to be the guest speaker. So look forward to seeing you Saturday morning.
Thank you. Thank you, Wendy. So, back to Sarah. She's not here. As you know, Sarah is taking some classes at seminary, and one of her classes required her to go to a non-Lutheran church one Sunday. So today she is actually visiting over at New Spring to experience what they do over there. She anticipates that she will be here before the end of service, but she was not going to be here in time for us to start today. So she will be here a little bit later, but not now. So, hi y'all from Sarah. Let us prepare for our worship. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation. Amen. Let us come into the revealing and healing light of God, confessing our sin. God of grace and glory, you have brought us through the night of sin into the light of Jesus' resurrection. Yet our lives are still shadowed by sin. Make us alive in Christ, O God. Make us new as you make all things new. Rescue us from evil and the gloom of sin. Renew us in grace and restore us to living in your holiness. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Rejoice with all creation around God's throne. The light of the risen Christ puts to flight all evil deeds, washes away sin, restores innocence to the fallen, casts out hate, brings peace, and humbles earthly pride. Jesus Christ loves you and frees you from your sins by his blood. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. O God of peace, you brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep. By the blood of your eternal covenant, make us complete in everything good that we may do your will and work among us all that is well-pleasing in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Be seated. With the children, please come forward. Lily, I thought it was just going to be you and me. So do you know what this is? Earphones, that's right. That's right. If I don't have my phone. I don't bring my phone in church. But if I had my phone, I could plug that into my phone and put these into my ears. And we'd be having tunes. Wouldn't we? What? 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 See, I can't hear you. I got earphones in my ears. That's weird. When you have earphones in your ears, you can't hear anything else, can you? I could hear my tunes. If I had my phone, I could hear my tunes. Or I could borrow a phone from one of them and hear their tunes. Yeah. That's a lot of fun, isn't it? You have a set of earphones? Yeah, you do. Yeah, you listen to your stuff all the time, I bet. Yeah, but when you're listening, let's say you're listening to some music, and your mother or your father come and ask you about something, then you have the same problem I just had, didn't you? You can't hear them, because we tend to listen to whatever we're plugged into, and we can't hear other things that we're not plugged into. We're talking about that today because today Jesus is our good shepherd. And he says in our gospel lesson that his sheep know his voice. We listen to him. But if we're listening to everything else except Jesus, it's kind of hard to hear him. It's like we've got these things in our ears, isn't it? Yeah. So that's our message for today is we can plug in to listen to lots of things. The best thing to listen for is Jesus. Okay, let's have a prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for being with us always. Help us always to listen for you and to listen to you. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
The first lesson is from Acts. Now in Joppa there was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. At that time she became ill and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in a room upstairs. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples, who heard that Peter was there, sent two men to him with the request, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them. And when he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter put all of them outside, and then he knelt down and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." Then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then calling the saints and widows, he showed her to be alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Meanwhile, he stayed in Joppa for some time with a certain Simon, a tanner. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
second lesson is from Revelations. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne, and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. At that time, the festival of dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. I had a friend who was facing an exam in a history class during his senior year of high school. They had covered a lot of material for this exam, but he guessed that the teacher was going to ask about trains and railroads. So that's what he studied. He glanced for just a moment at all the rest of it, but he really focused on trains because he was sure that's what the teacher would ask. On the day of the exam, the papers were handed out, and you guessed it, not one question about trains. The essay question, a major part of the test, was about something else. Oh, the industrialization of banana processing, maybe. He looked at his paper, picked up his pen, and then wrote, "I don't know much about banana processing, but let me tell you what I know about trains." The teacher actually gave him some credit for his answer. "Well, I don't know much of anything about sheep and shepherds. If you want to know more about that, you can come to the Fresh Expression worship tonight and hear what Brandon Bowers, who raises some sheep, has to say." "I don't know much of anything about sheep and shepherds, but what I do know about is my dogs. So today on Good Shepherd Sunday, I'm going to talk about my dogs instead of sheep." Many of you know that we have two black labs, Boo and Angel, and they're wonderful, loving pets. Boo is getting some age on him now, but he still loves to play and chase things through the yard. Angel is a sweet dog who likes to do nothing more than lick on you or Boo or whoever happens to be handy and get her belly rubbed. But here's the first thing. Boo and Angel are utterly dependent on us for their food and water. Oh, they might from time to time catch a possum or a bird or a snake, but most days they wait patiently for us to come out with their food. They don't whine at the door. They don't bark for it. Rather, they just simply sit there on our deck, staring out over their yard, looking out over their domain as they wait patiently. And maybe there's something there we can learn about having God as our shepherd. For just as my dogs wait in patient trust for us to provide, so we wait patiently and trust patiently in God. Now, I know that's hard for us to do. We know what we want God to do, when He should do it, and what the best thing for us is, right? No. Maybe we can learn about being one of God's sheep in the patient trust and dependence on God. The other day, our dogs were barking at something along our back fence line. Several times I went out on the deck to try to see what was the matter, but I didn't see anything. And several times I went out on the deck to try to calm them down and stop their barking, but it did not do any good. They continued there along the back of our yard, barking. So finally, I put on some shoes and walked back there and looked through the fence right beside them. And guess what I saw? Nothing. I still didn't see anything to bark at. But the interesting part was that once I had done that, the dogs were fine. Their job is to protect the yard. They know that. And once they had let me know about whatever it was that concerned them, they let it go. And maybe there's something there we can learn about having God as our shepherd too. Because you see, as I walked back to the house, I began to interpret and understand what they had done in a new way. They had a problem. They alerted me to it. And once they had done that, they had done their job. They let it go. And that seemed to me like a pretty good model for prayer. We often use our prayers to alert God to the concerns we have, the issues we face, our hopes and our fears. But here's the thing. So often, after we've barked at our fence and drawn God's attention to the problem, we don't let it go. We don't trust God to handle it. And we continue to try to handle it on our own and in our way. Maybe what we can learn about being a sheep in God's flock is that kind of trust and dependence, the kind that takes our problems and concerns to God and trusts wholly that we are in God's hands and it will be okay. And here's the last thing about my dogs. No matter where they are in the yard, when I get home, they come running as fast as they can to be with me. They're the only ones in my family that does it. No, just, that's actually not in my text here. I made that up right there. But when I come home, it is a time of overarching joy for them. They know it's me, like sheep know the voice of their master, and they can't wait to spend time with me. And maybe there's something there we can learn about having God as our shepherd too. Because we ought to be just as excited to be with God, to come to worship here with the rest of the flock, to pray, to study God's word, to find God in one another through compassion and mercy and service. All these are causes to dance around in joy at discovering that God is with us. Now, I don't know if sheep dance around like my dogs do, but as sheep in God's flock, we ought to, because God Himself is near. Our Savior is near. The one who is our all in all has come. I don't really know anything much about sheep, but that's not important. We are in God's flock, and our shepherd knows us. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried.
He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again.
He ascended into heaven.
He is seated at the right hand of the Father.
And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church,
with the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Saving God, we thank you today that you make us new. We thank you that you make us yours. We thank you that you are with us now and that we can look forward to the rich reward of dwelling with you face to face. In this season, as life bursts forth all around us, give us new life. Give us new faith. Give us new hope. Lord, in your mercy, O great shepherd of our lives, we are yours. We belong to you, and we pray that in your love you would befriend us and guard us throughout each and every day. We know we are sinners. Continue to seek after us and to forgive us, and lead us now and always in your way. Lord, in your mercy, God of grace, you have promised always to be with us and to give us your care. Be a source of strength to those who struggle and suffer, especially after the recent earthquakes in Japan and Ecuador. Be with and bless all in need, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, fill us now, O Shepherd of Love, with your Holy Spirit. Fill our hearts so that we quickly turn to you in times of distress and difficulty and doubt. Fill us with an eagerness to please you in all our words and thoughts and deeds. Fill us in here with your love, so that out there we can live your love for others. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
Blessed are you, O God, ruler of heaven and earth. Day by day you shower us with blessings, as you have raised us to new life in Christ. Lead us to that in generous hearts, ready to praise you and to respond to those in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Loving God, we praise you for creating the heavens and the earth. We bless you for bringing Noah and his family through the waters of the flood, for freeing your people Israel from the bonds of slavery, and for sending your Son to be our Redeemer. We give you thanks for Jesus, who, living among us, healed the sick, fed the hungry, and with a love stronger than death, gave his life for others. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life-giving death and glorious resurrection, we await your promised life for all this dying world. Breathe your Spirit on us and on this bread and cup. Carry us in your arms from death to life, that we may live as your chosen ones, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Christ, given to you. The body of Christ, given to you. The body of Christ, given to you. The body of Christ, given to you.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that you will make your home with us, bringing heaven to earth in this holy meal. Fill us with your spirit as we go from here, that we may wipe away tears, tend to those in mourning and pain, seek the healing of the nations, and bring the earth of the presence of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. what?